the sugya of being memayit anovim on yontif and the inyan of dichoy b'mitzvos. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that when it's anova merubim me'olav, then it's possible. However, miyatan kosher. Vein memayitim b'yontif, says the Gemara in daf lamed gimel amud beis, ein memayitim b'yontif, ha'over v'likto on mai. If the person was over and malaketem on yontif, what's the halacha? Is the hadas kosher to be used or not? Says the Gemara, kosher. I frak the Gemara, what's the pshat? L'chor should be a problem of dichoy. Elamai v'varai the dichoy mikar. The dichoy mikar is loish mei dichoy. Whereas matcha, and that's how the Gemara comes out though. There's taka talking about dichoy mikar and it's loish mei dichoy b'mitzvahs. The shayla is the ikur hanocha, the original hanocha of the Gemara is l'chor shver. What's pshat? Eim emaitim yontif ha-miyotun ha-likton ha-ovar v'lokton mai kosher. Where did it was a pasha to the Gemara that it was kosher? L'chora, mechadesi was kosher? Maybe in a chanami, if you taka or over on yantif, that it's taka not kosher. More than that, the klal is, like the Gemara says in Tmuro, komil sedavid rachman ali savid, yavid le'mahani. That anything the Torah tells you not to do it, if you do it, it doesn't work. And the best in the Shari Tshuva, in Shulchan Aruch, asked the Shaila, in Siv Gimel, in the sugya of Miyat Anovim, Siv Beis, yes, the L'chor, it shouldn't work. So what's the pshat? Why was it pashit to the Gemara that in a chanam, for the person who's memayit it, that it works? Says the Aruch L'Ner, I'll tell you why. It has to be that way. Because it's a catch 22. If it wasn't kosher, then what would be the Isser? Dainu, the whole Isser of being memayit anovim is because you're making a kli. Kokama that it, after your memayit anovim is not going to be roy to be used as a kli anuntiv, so you never made a kli, so it shouldn't be Isser. So it has to be that if it's usher, that it works. It has to be that it's kosher. Because if it wasn't kosher at the end of the day, then you wouldn't have been over avir. There wouldn't be an isser lechatchila to be mamayit it. It must be that from the fact that it's kosher, it must be that even though there's an isser when you're mamayit it, nevertheless, it's kosher at the end of the day. That's what Aruch L'Ner says. So maybe we could use this aside for the next question. The shayla is, why is it not a mitzvah above avir? Okay, so it's not a problem of kol milsa lovin rachman alei savid yovid lei mahani for whatever reason. The Shari Shuvah says there. Look at my sefer. I'll be masbert in the base of Ephraim. But why isn't a problem so bavavir? L'chur, the guy was over in Isser in the tviyumayit hadas. It should be also al mitzvah bavavir. So getting back to our machlekes that we were masbert that there's machlekes in Rashi and Tesis. What's the Isser of mitzvah bavavir? Is it an Isser in the Heftzer or is it Isser in the gavro? L'chur, it should be telling this. According to Rashi, that the whole Isser is in the Heftzah, L'chari nothing is shver. Here there's no Isser in the Heftzah. It's not a Luv Hadas HaGozel. Hadas HaGozel, there's an Isser in the Heftzah. The Heftzah is a Heftzah Gzula. However, over here, it happened to be that there was extra berries, and it's also to take them off. The person that took them off did an Isser. But there's no Isser Be'etzem in the Hadas. Memela, since there's no Isser in the Hadas, it's not considered Mitzvah Bavir. That's good according to Rashi. But according to Tesis, then learned that the Isser is in the Gavra. L'chor this mamash Isser in the Gavra. The person was over an Isser to take off the berries on Yontif. Why is there no problem with above here? The truth is, if you look in the Mordechai, in Simin Tavshin Mem Zayin, he asks the question, and he brings down the Riva. The Riva says, Pirush Riva, Umisakin Gomerhu, Mashe Nisakner LeMitzvah. The Isser Daraisa Havi. The Riva learns that it's the Isser Daraisa to take off the berries from the Hadas. Not like Rashi, that learned that the whole Isser on Lama Gimel Amar Aleph is a Shvus, the Nira Kimasak in Mane. The Riva says, no, it's Isser Daraisa. And, V'loi Mifso Mishu Mitzvah Bavavero, because, says the Mordechai, I have a Raya from here, that there's no problem with Mitzvah Bavavero, because the Riva learns it's Isser Daraisa, and nevertheless, there's no problem with Mitzvah Bavavero. So we see, first of all, we see one who said that the Riva holds that it's Isser Daraisa, it's not Isser Darabanan, which is going to be numerous Nafkaminos. When you get to this, we'll see. Rabbi Eger points out already that L'chor will be mut. The shayla, can you ask a guy to do it? According to Rashi, it's the Isser D'Rabbanan, so it's asking a guy, it's a shvus to shvus. Mutter b'maka mitzvah, as opposed to according to Rivat, it's Isser D'Raisa. Okay, that's one nafkamino. But he points out that it's the Isser D'Raisa, and nevertheless, it's mutter. Halikton kosher. Why is it mutter? Vice nois, says the Mordechai, we see from here that there's no problem mitzvah baba ver b'chlal. This is the Balamar that goes the same way. He says, Amaskana Sagamara. It was only Rabbi Yochanan held that way. We pass him like Shmuel, that there's no problem with Zavavavir. Now, L'chura B'das Tesis, we can't answer this. First of all, Tesis holds that when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, like hadas on the first day, is mechur, that's what we're talking about. Avar v'liktin is talking about you took them off on the first day. So that's the day that it's also to take them off. And it says that it's kosher. Now, when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa, Tesis points out on Daf Lamed that even Shmuel that doesn't hold the mitzvah of Avera, when it comes to d'oraisa, he holds of it. It's only by mitzvah d'rabbanan he doesn't hold of it. But by mitzvah d'oraisa, he would hold of it. So lechur, it's hard to say this rivaz teretz, but das Tesis, that we don't hold the mitzvah of Avera. Tesis holds everybody holds it. There's a problem with mitzvah of Avera when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa. And hadas on the first day is the mitzvah d'oraisa. The iser, it's the iser mamash of tikkun mana. It's kilu as if you made a cup on yontif. So you didn't make a cup, you made a hadas. So it's aser mamash midaraisa. And Rashi learns, no, that's not mamash a tikkun. Tikkun is, it's like, it's similar to being toivel a kli. It's aser midarabon and it's nira kimasakin. Before there wasn't roi, now it's roi. So it's over here, before there wasn't roi, now it's roi. But in Achanam, it's not mamish a tikkun, which is aser midaraisa. That's talking about the Isser d'Oraisa. But it's also, we're handling a mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Hadas. Using the Hadas in the first day is mitzvah d'Oraisa. I'm sorry, the mitzvah d'Oraisa of using Hadas. And according to Tosfos, whenever there's a mitzvah d'Oraisa, everybody agrees that there's a problem mitzvah above here. So Shaila is, why over here is there no problem mitzvah above here? So I thought, maybe you could say Gishmak, I'll pee this Arach Lener, that over here, it's a Galgal HaChizer. Why is it a Galgal HaChizer? Because if you say that it's a mitzvah above here, that means that you can't use the hadas after you memayed it. If you can't use the hadas, then you weren't misakin a kli. If you weren't misakin a kli, then you didn't do an aviro. If you didn't do an aviro, then there's no problem to use it. But if there's no problem to use it, then you were misakin a kli. Then memayla you did an aviro. It keeps on going around and around. Because it's a galgal achrezer. If you can't use it, so then you weren't misakin a kli. If you weren't misakin a kli, so then it's not a mitzvah of aviro. So then it's not a mitzvah of Avera, so then you're allowed to use it. But if you're allowed to use it, so then you already did an Avera, because you're misakin a kli. So since there's no Avera which is borer over here, because it's dependent on whether or not I'd be able to use it, that doesn't have the gather of mitzvah of Avera. The truth is, though, that I saw that the stipler, the sefer that somebody put out, I saw this last time, it was put out just before we learned this last time, about 11 years ago, Igeris Nidirim Ibal Kilos Yakrif, Biakav Adas. He put out the sefer, a letter, a unique letter from the stipler, and a whole bunch of things, a long, long letter that he deals with in many, many sugyas. And one of the sugyas that he deals with is Mamash the Shaila. He discusses on Shabbos. Somebody that writes his kriya, somebody that's kareh al mesay, Rachmana Tzlan, somebody's nifter, and he has to write kriya, seter. So he's kareh on Shabbos. Is he yoytze the mitzvah or not? Or do I say it's a mitzvah of Avir? So says the stipler, it's the same galgal achrezer that we have. Because if you tell me that he's Yoytze, then it's a mitzvah of Avera. Then he did an Isser. It's Misakin. The ripping the shirt is Misakin. Because he's Yoytze a mitzvah. It's not a kilko, it's a tikkun. He's Yoytze the mitzvah. If he's Yoytze the mitzvah, so that means that it's a mitzvah of Avera. Because he did an Avera. If it's a mitzvah of Avera, that means he's not Yoytze his mitzvah. If he's not Yoytze his mitzvah, then the maisa that he did is not a tikkun b'chlal. It's only a kilko. So he didn't do an Avera. So memela, it's in gantz and a kilko. Memela, if it's against in the kilk, he didn't do Avera, so then he should be able to be Yetz his mitzvah. He keeps on going around and around, and he says that's considered mitzvah of Avera. He ends on that is considered mitzvah of Avera. So the Chorel, if you that, then in the Chorel, you wouldn't be able to say it over here. Not only that, I think our case is slightly different. Our case also, even if it's a mitzvah of Avera by the Hadas, for the person that did it, somebody else could use it, and since somebody else could use it, then Memela is considered a tikkun, regardless of whether or not this person can't use it because of mitzvah of Avera. So, if that's the case, we're back stuck. What's the pshat in Tosfos? How come it's not a mitzvah above here? So I saw in the Tzfas Emes, wanted a taina, that this is similar to the Yisoy that Tosfos said on Daf Lamed, that even though the Tosfos held that a lulav, hagozel, is problematic because through the avera you're able to get the mitzvah, and only because you stole it are you able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So too over here, hadas, also only because you took off the berries were you able to mekayim the mitzvah. However, Tosfos says over there that after Yush, if a person was Kreina, if Yush is Kreina, then after Yush, it's not a problem, it's above Avir anymore. It's Poka, there's no Chiv on the Gavra to give it back, he was Kreina with Yush, then it doesn't have the shame, Gozel, and the Chift. It's Kilo as if the Avir was finished already, and it's like you did Avir in the past. Did the Avir in the past, it's not going to affect lulav now. It's only when the lulav is still considered gozel that there's a chiv nochanan continuous to give it back, then there's a problem of mitzvah bavir. But if you don't have that chiv anymore, he says that's not a problem, says Taisus. Says the Sfasem, it's the same thing over here. If you're mamayit the berries, then there's no isser that lingers. Avira the avar avar, the avira that he did already is already finished. And Mamela, he says that it's avira the avad avad v'leinisha avira lechifet. Even if you hold that it's a din in the gavar, but it's shaykh to the chefza. The chefza looked at as a dover which is gozel or not. So after yush, Rashi says even after yush it's still considered a dover a gozel. But this says after yush, if yush is kaina, so then we look at the gavra. The gavra has a chiv to give it back or not. He doesn't have a chiv to give it back. Then in a chanami, he's ready to crane it. Then there's no mitzvah of avira. If that's the case, so too over here, it wouldn't be considered a mitzvah of avira because you did the miut anovim. The person did the miut anovim before yontif, on yontif. He did it earlier, and now he wants to be yitz afterwards. The avira that was done is avira the oved avad. But at the time of the Kiyam Mitzvah, there is no Avera left in the Chayfetz B'chlal. Maybe that wouldn't be a problem. A Mitzvah of Avera. What's that? Tosfos says, if you hold that Yish is Kreina, then it works just with Yish alone. If you hold that Yish, Tosfos says, we paskin that Yish is not Kreina, so we need Yish and Shinui. That's because we paskin that Yish by itself doesn't work. But if you hold that Yish by itself does work as a kinyan, then Yish itself is enough. Only in Rashi, that it was a din in the Chefza, then we have to switch the Chefetz. But the Yisoid of what, the reason why when it's Krena, what's the reason why when you're Krena is there no longer Mitzvah of Avera? It's still stolen. The person still did an Avera. You're right that he did the Avera, but now I'm not Mitzyachas the Avera to the Maisa Mitzvah that I'm doing now. I look at it as a thing of the past. I stole in the past. Over here, the Hadassim, though, the Avera has nothing to do with the using the Hadass later on. It was only because it was able to do it. Let's say a person brought a Hadass through a Rishus HaRabim. So now, is that a Mitzvah above Avera? Because he had to go through Rishus HaRabim? When he's using the Hadass, he did an Avera, but that's not kashur bechlal to the mitzvah that he did. That is mitzvah that he's doing. We don't connect it bechlal to the mitzvah. Avira de oved oved, and now he's finished. As they zok tasvasem, as mechur, that could be mahalach. He's saying a dafka bedas teisvis, we could be mahalach bedas teisvis. Now, kum teis, decide whether you hold that mitzvah of avira is a din of the chefzo, or you hold like Rashi, or it's a din of the gavra. Over here, it's not a problem of mitzvah of avira. Now the shayla is meinili inyan baisa inyan, the din of dichui b'mitzvahs that the Gemara handles over here. If you take it off an yantif, is it a problem of dichui mekar, dichui nir v'nidche? Is that a chesaron in the chefzo or is that a chesaron in the gavro? So let's see, what's the din of dichui b'mitzvahs? So the makar of the din of dichui is learned out of carbon. That's the truth. It's not said b'chlal b'negayat mitzvahs. It was said, it was learned in the pasuk in Yuma daf samach dalid. Rabbi Yochanan darshens it out of a pasuk. It says, "But when it gets a mum over, that a carbon that has a mum that's going to get better, it has a broken leg, and after 2 weeks it's going to be back to itself. Does that passel?" Says so. One Ma'amar says, from the fact that that doesn't passel, we see from here that there's no din of dichui by carbon, because even though it wasn't right for 2 weeks, after the 2 weeks it's right. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, we darsh from the pasuk that dafka in such a case, is there no problem? Dafka by mum is there no problem of dichoi. Everywhere else there is a problem of dichoi. Why? What does the pasuk say? Ki moshchosom bahem mumbam. It's a dover which is mushchos. It's destroyed. It's not roi. Why? Because it has a mum. So he darshins mumbam. Bahem heim dechi avar mum an yiratzu. Hakol dichuyin hoyel venidchu nidchu. Says Rabbi Yechon, we darshin that dafka when it gets a mum, if the mum passes, it's a mum over, then it's going to be kosher. But any other type of issue that a carbon has, that it's nidche from being used as a carbon, after that, it's no longer going to be used. Kivin the nidche, nidche. Only by mum can it get back to how it was, but by every other psul, it would not be able to get back to how it was. And the shayla is, do we say this din when it gets to mitzvahs? Do we say this thing you said when it gets to mitzvahs? That a mitzvah, something which was not right for a mitzvah, That's it. It's nidche from being used as a mitzvah. It wasn't right, then it's nidche. How do we paskin? So the truth is that it's an iboy in the Gemara. The Gemara asked, Rabbi Yirmi asked the Shaila, and we wanted to bring a raya from Rav Papa. And the Gemara says we can't bring a raya from Rav Papa because maybe Rav Papa has only said lechumra that there's no din of dichoy. But when it gets to lekula, to say that a person is going to knock and have to make kind of the mitzvah, when it gets to kisui hadam, even though lechura he should be potter, we say ain dichoy b'mitzvah, and he's chayv to do the kisui hadam even though it got covered over originally by dirt, by the wind. However, when it comes to pottering somebody, to say that a person is going to become potter from his mitzvah if it wasn't right beforehand, because kimish nitche nitche, that the Gemara has plibes by a shaylo, and the Gemara ends off with a teku. And then you turn to Amud, to Lama Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara comes down out that way. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, when Amud Alf, the Gemara blibes teku, do we say dicha b'mitzvahs? And in Amud Beis, the Gemara says that when it comes to anovim that turned black, and a person took them off and was machshirin, anovim merubin may olav, and a person took them off. So do we say dichu meikaro, or do we say that kiven shenidche when there was more berries on it when it came into yontif yidoche? Says the Gemara that we have a raya. It's talking about that the berries became black before yontif, and you took them off on yontif. So coming into yontif was already nidche. And we have a raya that dichui meikara loish mei dichui when it comes to mitzvahs. That there is no din of dichui. However, when it comes to nir v'nidcha, if the hadas came into yantif with green berries, it was right for the mitzvah. And then it turned black and became inner right for the mitzvah. And then you took off the berries, so it became right for the mitzvah. Nire v'nidcha v'chaz v'nire. That we have no raya, the Gemara blabs by a suffix. So the Rishon Rambam, the Chorus of Stira, from one amud to the next amud, says the Ritzvah on the run, that Basar di boy hader pashtei. You're right. The chatchila we didn't have a raya, and the Gemara brought a raya on Amud Beis that tichui meikara is not considered dichui by mitzvahs. However, Taisus gives a different teretz. Taisus on Amud Aleph says, and the Rishonim point this out, that no, it's not a raya bechlal. Our case of dichui that we were wondering about on Amud Aleph is talking about a dichui that it's not biyadei. Dichui means that there's no way for you to become this mitzvah in the present state. However, if there's a way, in other words, with nektam reishai, the top of the hadas got cut off, and it's only going to become kosher if it grows this berry-like thing on top of the hadas. There's no way for a person, a human being, to be able to create, to cause that berry to grow. However, on Amud Beis, it's talking about where you have too many berries. That's simple. That's the way you can make it that it's kosher. Just pull off the berries. And even though it's yantif, and yantif it's aser, Taisus holds, Taisus says it on Amud Beis and Aleph, that even though there's an iser, it's not a problem of not considered biyadeh. It's like an ariyah derevia leh. In a biyadeh means it's not shaykh. Here it's shaykh, it's just aser. So there's ariyah derevia leh, you're not supposed to be doing it. But since it's shaykh, then I don't look at it as nidcha in the first place. Nidcha means that it's not right for the mitzvah. Here it is right for the mitzvah. I can make it right for the mitzvah without a problem by pulling off the berries. The Mela Taisa says, you have no right to the ikur shayla of dichui b'mitzvahs. It's just when it's biyadeh, then it works. That it's not dichui meikar is not considered dichui, but for nir v'nidche it's still not going to be enough because it's not biyodei mamish because it's still aser. That's what Taisus says. Now the shaila is why taka would carbon be different than mitzvahs? Why should we say that the din of dichui by carbon and not a dichui by mitzvahs? So the Taz says this din of dichui when it comes to mitzvahs is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Now if says the Taz, if you learn it out, we'll see it in Mirza Shem and Siv Beis. Tof Reish Mem Vav Siv Beis. The Taz says, if we learn out the din of Dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs from the din of carbon, just like by carbon we darshan from a pasuk the din d'oraisa, so too by mitzvahs the din d'oraisa. And Mamili's Matmiya, what's pshat? The Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, they say that if you took off the berries on Yantif, you're allowed to use the Hadas. And no one says that it's dafka if the berries became black before Yantif. But if the berries became black on Yontif, then you don't have the heter, because that's nira v'nidche v'chaz v'nira. We don't know that that's pasul. We don't know that that's kosher. The Gemara blabs b'shver, if we say dichoy there. How come these g'dayli rishenim are not mechalik? And the Torah is not mechalik? Says the Taz, it's a suffix d'araisa. If we learn out dichoy, we learn out from a carbon. Suffix, and by carbon, the din of dichoy is d'araisa. So memela over here, it should be d'araisa also. Suffix d'araisa l'chomri. He asks Vos Epis that they're not Mechalik. The Pnei Yeshua, on the other hand, he Gufa answers this question, he's going to answer this question, and he says No, the din of dichoy is only deraisa when it comes to carbon. When it comes to mitzvahs, it's only derabanan. It's not a din deraisa. It's only din derabanan. And remeila, since it's only din derabanan, the gedolei rishonim said safek derabanan lekula. You're right. It was like ifshato, if whether or not there's a din of nira v'nidcha chaz v'nira, safek derabanan lekula, and therefore it's not a problem. So the shaila whether or not there's din of dichoy is din deraisa, din derabanan. You ask the same shaila also. Vasep is that by similar shaila that we asked before, and why should it be different than carbon? If we talk about learning it out by carbon, from carbon, so why would it only be a din derabanan? Why wouldn't it be a din deraisa? So we'll get to that in a second. Just b'akdama, the Gemara says something interesting b'hemshech. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if it's huter ogdoi b'yantif? If a person was ma'agid his luv together with his adasim and aravis before yantif, and on yantif, the tie comes out. So the Gemara says it depends. According to Rabbi Yehuda that holds luv tzarech eged, then in echanam it's going to be puzzle. And you have no eitzah of what to do. Because if you're just going to wrap it up, be'etzem you need to make a double knot. Agav, how does this, the Olam was asking, if you have to make a double knot, that's even lechatchila, even according to the Chacham, you have to make a double knot. So then, how are we yetzer with our koshiklach? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Tafresh Nonalef. He says that koshiklach are considered a kesher. That works. That's considered mamash a real eged. But the Gemara says lechatchila according to Yehuda, you have to make a real eged of a kesher agave kesher. You have to make a real eged mal yasa. So there's nothing that you could do on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make a proper kesher on Yom Tov. So, but if you hold like the Chachamim, that Lulavein Tzarech Eged, so then you could just wrap it up like you wrap up a Yerek. And that's enough for the din of Eged. Now the Shaila is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the person coming into Yom Tov, his Lulav was wrapped up. Then Huter Agdoi, his kesher came out on Yom Tov. Does that mean that it's now a puzzle, and he's not allowed to use it for the rest of Yom Tov? Because it was nidche, the eged came out. It's nidche. It was roi coming into yontif. Then the eged came out and became nidche. And then you're going to tie it up again whenever it is. The chorot is kimish nidche nidche. You shouldn't be able to use it. So the truth is that we don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. You could ask the question according to us. We pass in that midaag bei nafik bei. We don't need an eged. We pass in midaag bei nafik bei. As soon as you pick up the lulav hadas and maravais and the esrog you yetzah. You don't have to do na'anuim. So Shaila is, that's the Gemara says in Daf Mem Beis. Shaila is, so how could you be yotze, how could you make the bracha over lasi yasai? As soon as you pick up the lulav hadas and maravis, you're yotze the mitzvah. And it's good with the esrog, you're yotze the mitzvah. So you can't make a bracha afterwards. That's not over lasi yasai. You're ready to make the mitzvah. So we pass in la'alacha that you're supposed to take over. It's mavur there in the Gemara that you could do this. That you turn over the esrog. Turn over the esrog. And memela, you're taking the esrog shalekid erchid elasa, you're not yitzir. And memela, make the bracha, you're holding it in your hand, you make the bracha, and then turn the esrog back over to the right way, and then you're yitzir your mitzvah. Shaila is, why isn't that dichui? As soon as you turned over the esrog, it should be considered nidche. Because it's not right for mitzvah. Kimish nidche, yidoche. And you shouldn't be able to use it. You shouldn't be able to turn it right back over. How could, once you turned it over, that's it, it became possible. It's not right for the mitzvah. Once it's not right for the mitzvah, you shouldn't be able to use it afterwards. The truth is, you really could ask this without doing everything. Every night is not right for the mitzvah. Lulav is only by day. Sukkah is by night, says the Gemara. Lulav is a dafka by day. Every night, the first night, it wasn't right for the mitzvah. Second day, it's ready nidche. You want to say that it didn't become the zman yet, so then the next night it should be possible. Every night that you're not allowed to use it, it became possible. It was nidche for the mitzvah. Sounds like a funny question, but Taisus Alein asked this question. Taisus in Yuma, Daf Samach Dalet, asked by Karbon. He says, Kiven the over alea laila achas shalei krivoi suvle likrivei davle nir v'nidcha. Taisa says once it's already 8 days old, so it's ready for the mitzvah. If you don't bring it as a carbon the first day, then lechor should be nidcha because you can only bring carbonates during the day. And once it gets to the next night, it's nidcha for being brought as a carbon because you can't bring it at night. So kiven the nidcha yidcha. So Taisa says the yisuri that answers all our questions, and he says no, the din of dichoy is dafka when there was a. A ma'isa, you need to do a ma'isa begufi. It says, "Alayla ena mechusar ma'isa begufi, ulechein lechashiv nidcha." There's no ma'isa that became in the guf of the carbon that has to be done to make it run. It's just you have to wait till the end of the night. So too over here, when you have your esrog upside down, there's nothing much possible be'etzem in the esrog. You just have to turn it right side up. And if your eged comes out of your, if you, your tie, your sharim came off of your lulav and your esrig, it's also nothing that's possible by etzim nadal and minim. Memela, since it's not mechoser ma'isa to get it back kosher, it's not like hadasim that you have to take off the berries to make a change, a ma'isa in the guf hadas, changing something. There it's considered nidche. But if there's no ma'isa that's needed, then that's not considered nidche, that's not a problem. This is l'charet pshan and tesis. Tesis also asked an interesting question. Tesis laflamid beis. I apologize to the Olam that we skipped this Tesis. It seems to be quite necessary now. Tesis Asher de Maisha, he asks the question, he says, if somebody gives their friend a lulav on Yantif, he shouldn't be able to be yaitz with it. Because it wasn't shaloi, it wasn't lachem at the beginning, and then it became lachem. So it was nidche. So Tesis says, no, we're not going to say that over here. The shayla exactly how to learn it, but l'chur, it's, according to this, it's also, it's not a psul neguf alulav. It's not a psul neguf alulav, it's not going to become psul. That's all, but again, to the chefza. It has to be that the chesaron of dichoy is in the chefza. If there's a chesaron of dichoy in the chefza, if there's something that's wrong with the chefza, then it's a problem. What happens if there's no chesaron in the chefza, but there's a chesaron in the gavra? These cases, there was no chesaron in the chefza, and there's no chesaron in the gavra either. Be'etzem, the gavra could be yotze with the esrog, which is upside down. He just has to turn it right side up. There's nothing wrong be'etzem with the mensch that he can't be yotze. So there's no chesaron in the gavra, there's no chesaron in the chefza. What happens if there's a chesaron not in the chefza, only in the gavra? What would be in such a case? Would we say that there's a din of dichoy or not? So the Achranim bring down a rush in the end of Moed Katon, that he says in Paragimel Ois Tzadivov, he brings down from the Maharam, that says that Rachman al-Atlan, if a katan loses a parent, and he's not 13 years old, so he's not chayev to be Yeshiv Shiva, he doesn't have to sit Shiva. What happens if he turns within Shleishim, he turns, he becomes a gadol? Does he have to sit Shiva then? Then does he become a chayev or not? Says the Maharam, Ein dichui b'mitzvus v'paskin, and Mamela, he has to sit Shiva. And the Chanami afterwards. We pass in Dicha b'mitzvos. It's not exactly clear. The Rosh is Ma'ar this afterwards. Where does he see that we pass in Dicha b'mitzvos? But he says, Ein Dicha b'mitzvos. And Mamela, he has to sit Shiva afterwards. Says the Rosh. He says as follows. Yesh chilik bein mitzvah hanidchis or bein guf hadochoy. There's a big difference between whether or not the mitzvah is nidche or the guf is dochoy. In other words, mitzvah is nidche is like the hadas. The hadas has too many berries. The mitzvah is nidches. As opposed to here, the mitzvah, there's nothing wrong with the mitzvah. It's just that the person that's supposed to be kind of mitzvah is not right, because he's not 13 years old. He says, Ve'ein dichri b'mitzvah is ele b'kotshim. Here we're asking, what's the chilik between kotshim and mitzvahs? Comes along the rush to be masber, what's the chilik? Ein dichri b'mitzvah is ele b'kotshim, ki ha'odam hu ha'mechuyiv lasis ha'mitzvah, In general, by a regular case of mitzvah, the mensch wasn't nidche. By a carbon, we're handling, is the carbon roi, is this animal roi to be brought as a carbon? Not the mensch. Is the animal roi to be brought as a carbon? The answer is no, the animal is nidche. So once he's nidche. As opposed to mitzvah, there's no din on the actual chefetz. The din is on the mensch. You gotta use some type of hadas to be yaitz to your mitzvah. You can't use this one, so then when it becomes right, you'll use it. But there's no dichoy in the mensch. The chiv is mutl on the mensch. Even though by carbon also, it's the mensch bringing the carbon. We're always danning on the type of animal. Is this animal roi or not? As opposed to the mitzvah, the ikur nidun is on the mensch. Is the mensch, can the mensch be mekayim the mitzvah or not? Maybe he can't use it with this specific one, but he's zikr still mechuyev. He was never nidche from the mitzvah, says the Rosh. The carbon was nidche, the behemoth was nidche, as opposed to a mensch was never nidche. That's why maybe there's no din of dichoy by mitzvahs bechlal. He says, Aval im hoya ha'odom dochoy be'eis chiyu v'mitzvah. If you have a case, like the case that he mentions, that the person was katan at the time that he became mechuyev to be sit shiva, then he says, nidches mimenu la'olam ve'in la'tashlum la'olam. The whole part of Ein Dichu B'mitzvah is because the mensch was never nidche. But if the mensch would be nidche, then in the Chanami, we would have a din of dichoy, it would be totally nidche. So it could be that Kumtais Lachoris Machlaik is really between the Maharam and the Rosh, whether or not, if the mensch is nidche, how do we reckon it? But the aside of why there would be a difference, Benegeat, the dichoy,
between Korban and Mitzvahs is because by Korban we're always dining on the Behemo, as opposed to by Mitzvahs we're dining on the Mensch. So it could be that we pass Taka, we don't say that it's a Dereis, we learn that there's no Din of Dichoy, or even if there is a Din of Dichoy, maybe it's only Din Derabanan, because it's not Doima, that's the Pshat of Pnei Yeshua. And Mamela, Kumtais, according to the Rush, even if you hold Ein Dichoy the Mitzvahs when it comes to the Chefzo, but there will be Dichoy in the Mitzvahs when it comes to the Gavra. And that the Maram says, Taka, no, there won't be when it comes to the Gavra. Now, we'll end off with one other thing. We'll tie in to this Yisoid. As the Yisoid of Dichoy, we're going to get to one other Nekuda that there is that I wanted to handle. And that is, what's the psul when you take off, when you have another Merum Be'olav? If you have too many berries on the Hadas, what's the psul? So from Rashi it's Mashma, the psul is that it's Menumer, it's not Hadar. And since it's not Hadar, therefore it's problematic. Now the question is, if you look at Taisus says something very interesting. Taisus is Mechadish, that even though by Chazazis, when it's in a few different places, if it's Chazazis by Esrig that's on Rav, the Esrig Apostles, so too, if it's in a few different places, it's not in one place, it's not on Rav, the Esrig, it's in a miut of the Esrig, but it's in a few different places. That also passes, because Lamaisa, I look at the Esrig as Menumer, I look at it as a spotted, even though the Chazazis, these growths, are not covering the entire Esrig. Says Taisus, that's only by Chazazis. When it comes to Hadasim with Anovim, if you took off, if you had 30 leaves on the Hadas, and you had 35 berries, and you took off 6 berries, and now you have 29 berries, and you have less berries than leaves, then there's no problem in Numer, even if the berries are all over the Hadas. It should be earlier like a Chazazis, which is all over the Hadas. That is a Pasol. Either Rav Pasols, or two or three places, because it's considered Menumer. How come by Chazazis we say either Rav or in two or three places consider Menumer, but over here we say Rav, and in two or three places it doesn't Pasol? L'chur, it should be a problem of Menumer. Rashi says the problem is Menumer. It's spotted. So if you learn that the psul of Anova Merubim is taken out of psul Hadar, rather you learn like the Yerushalmi, it would be very Gishmak. The Yerushalmi is brought down, the Sharatin quotes it. Prima Gadim quotes it over here, the Sharatin, we'll see, Sivkotan Dalin and Tafresh Memvavi quotes it. The Yerushalmi says the psul of Anova Merubim is not a psul of Hadar. It's psul that the Torah told you have to take a naf eitz of it, you've got to take a branch, and you took a pri. If Rav of what's coming out of this stem is berries, then you took a pri, for all intents and purposes, because it's defined by the Rav, you took a pri as opposed to taking a branch. And maybe that's possible. If that's the case, the psul is not a psul of Menumer. The psul is a psul that you took a pri. As long as you have less berries, you have 29 berries, it can be spotted all over the place. There's no psul being spotted. The whole psul is only that it's a pri, and this is not considered a pri. Now, a grad would be very gishmak to say this, but that's Rashi. Why? Because the Rashi says, Rav Tarfon holds in the Aflam and Dalet Amid Beis that your Hadassim are kosher if they're chopped off at the top. It's not so posh that it means chopped off at the top. The Ravid and the Balamor learned differently. The Ravid was Machadash, Rizig Echidish in the whole Sugya, and he says, Imamish, he says, Ruach HaKodesh, Reifiya Bebeis Midrash Sheinu. Imamish refers to it as Ruach HaKodesh. And the... But Rav Rishonim learned not that way. The Rif, the Rambam, Rashi, Rav Rishonim learned not that way. That the Ramban, that when Rabbi Tarfon says that ketumim are kosher, means if the top of the hadas is cut off. Now the question is, why should it be kosher? L'chur it's a chasarin in a hadar. So Rashi says that Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold that you need a hadar. He could have said, like some Rishonim, that it's not a chasarin in hadar, because by hadas, the leaves cover over the top of the branch. So if you chop off the top of the branch, no one can see, it's not a chasarin in hadar. That's not what he said. He says, Rav Tarfon holds it, you don't need hadar. Rav Tarfon holds you don't need hadar? So that means that lachar, nothing possible is because of hadar. Yavesh should be kosher, and Anav Merubah should be kosher. So the truth is that the Arzurah says, you're right, according to Rav Tarfon, Yavesh is kosher, because there's no problem of there's no psul of hadar. However, Lachor is a big chiddush. We don't find that Rav Tarfon was chaylik anywhere else. So you could say that in Chanami, Yavish is possible for a different reason. Because, like the Meiri speaks this out. He says, even according to Rav Tarfon, Yavish is going to be possible. Why? Because since it's Nifrach B'tzipur, it's Kamandales Adami. Skilas, if it's not there. Skilas, if you don't have leaves. If you don't have leaves on it, then it's Bechlal not an Afei Tavis. Your whole thing is is dried out, it's kibbutz if it has no leaves. Or you could say, lo yemeis mihalu ko, says Or Sameach v'dasu b'tarfin. You could say that it's possible because, lo yemeis, not because of hoder. And why is anova merubin possible? According to him, we don't find that he's chelik b'negeh to that. So if you learn like this Yisham, it's very gishmak. Maybe Rashi learns in the Bavli that it's psul hoder. But b'tarfin, he learned like the Tam is also Yushami. And the hope soul is only going to get to, it's considered a pre. But Bezim is no din of Hadar. It's no din of Hadar. Then it's not going to passel if it's Kotum. Says the Or Sameach, and with this we'll end, says the Or Sameach that Lechura the Rambam also learns, it's in Chesei, Lulav Chesei, it says Lechura the Rambam also learns like Rashi. That according to Reb Tarfon, there's no din of Hadar Bechlal going to get to Hadas. How do I know? It says, because if you look at the Rambam, he says that Arava, if you look at the Pirish Mishnah, this is how the Rambam says it also in the Bartanura, in the next Mishnah of Arava, it says Arava, which is next time is Pasul, comes along the Rambam Pirish Mishnah, it says, Lav Alochahi. It's not true. We don't pass like that Alocha. La Alocha is not true. Where did he get that from? Because Reb Tarfon holds that next time by Hadas is Kosher. Why does he hold next time by Hadas is Kosher? If the whole reason is just simply because you can't see the top of the Hadas, so it's not a Chesaron and Hadar, so when it came to Arava, it wouldn't be any different. It would be different, because you could see the top of the Arava. But if you learn that there's no Din Hadar Bechlal, because the only Lulav is Hukish Le'esrig, but Hadas is not Hukish. And if Hadas is not Hukish, then for sure Arava, which comes later in the Pasuk, is not Hukish. So there's no Din of Hadar B'negeyat Hadas V'Arava. The Mela says in Rambam that Nektam is Kosher, even B'negeyat Arava. So Frekter, the Shaila that we asked, so how come Anava Mirubim is Pasul? If there's no din, if we pass like a Ptarfin, and there's Taka no din of Hadar, Benegea to Hadas Varava, so why does Anava Mirubim Pasul? There's no din, we pass like a Ptarfin, there's no din of Hadar. So he says, interesting Yisrael, he says, Kivon Shehi Mirubim, since you have more berries than you have leaves, Loi Batli Al Gufa Hadas, it's not Batul to the Hadas, the Kivon Deshcherin Heim, since they're black, this it doesn't look nice for the hadas. So I look at it as if I'm taking another min. I'm taking another min together. If it would be noy hadas, then it's like gimoyni shalzov, it's not a problem. But it's not noy for the hadas when it's black. It doesn't look nice. When it's green, it blends in nicely. When it's black, it doesn't look so nice. Memela, and red is like black. Memela, he says that it's like you're taking another min together with the eged. It's an iser of Bal Tesef. Memela, he says, with this we can answer up the question that all the achrayim were asking on the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh. That how come they're not mechalek and they say that any time that you took off the berries on Yontif, it's going to be kosher. Even if they became black on Yontif. Even in the case of Nir v'nitche, it came into Yontif as green and there was roi to be used. Then they turned black on Yontif and became not roi. And then you pulled off the berries and you made a roi again. It's nira v'nitche v'chozim v'nira. And the Gemara blies by a suffix. How come we're mekel? So the Pnei Yeshua said, suffix darabana l'kula. However, says Ar Sameach, I'll tell you why we're mekel. Because the whole isra of the berries is not really, it's only isra of Bal Tosef. The isra is only a Bal Tosef isra. It's not be'etzem an isra. And Bal Tosef is not in the goof of the hadas. The Isser Bal Tosef is not in the Guf of the Hadas, he says. He says, that's not considered Dichui. The only time, he says, since the Gemara only understood that it's considered Dichui before we knew that we passed like Reb Tarfon. But once we know that we passed like Reb Tarfon, that there's no din of Hadar, and the whole din of Anav Merub is not because of Hadar, that the Hadas is not Hadar. If you understand that it's the Hadas is not Hadar, there's a Chesaron in the Guf of the Hadas. Much again, if you learn that it's not considered that the Hadas is not Hadar. The Hadas is Hadar. But Skilo is you're taking another min in addition to the Hadas. So it's not a chesaron in the heft of the Hadas. That's what we said before. And that if it's no chesaron in the heft of the Hadas, then it's not a problem of Dichoy. I mean, since it's not a problem of Dichoy, therefore, even if it's Ashkenon Yontif, says the Or Sameach, it would not be considered near Venidche, and therefore it's Kosher, regardless of whether it became black on Yontif, or before Yontif, or it became black on Yontif. Either way, it's not going to be a problem of Dichoy.